Salut tout le monde, comment allez-vous? J'espère que vous allez bien. Si oui, alors gloire à Dieu. Hi everyone, how are you doing? I hope you're doing fine. If yes, then glory be to God. All right, I remain Mademoiselle Adekoya Adeoke, and welcome to my channel. Yes, welcome to my channel once again. Bienvenue sur ma chaîne. All right, so today we're going to be looking at something quite interesting. Yeah, you know, it's always very interesting with me, isn't it? Oui, bien sûr, n'est-ce pas? Si. All right, so let's get started. All right, so today we're going to be looking at the conjugation of the verb être in present form, in simple present form. That is la conjugaison du verbe être au présent de l'indicatif. La conjugaison du verbe être au présent de l'indicatif. That is conjugation of the verb être, which is the verb to be, in simple present tense form. All right, so let's get started. So we have the verb être, which is the verb to be. Je suis. Je suis. Tu es. Il est. Elle est. On est. Nous sommes. Vous êtes. Ils sont. Elles sont. All right. So let me come down to your level. All right. So we're going to be conjugating the verb être, and this time around I will conjugate it, okay, in French language, and then tell you the meaning in English language for easier comprehension. Alright, so let's get started. Je suis. Je suis. I am. Tu es. Tu es. You are. Il est. He is. Elle est. She is. On est. One is. Or we are. Okay, so take note of that. On air could mean one is or we are. Then nous sommes. We are. Nous sommes. We are. All right, so let's move to the next one. Vous êtes. Vous. Vous êtes. You are. You are. Vous êtes. Then last but not the least, ils sont. They are. Then elles sont. They are. Okay, but there's a bit difference between the both of them. Ils sont is used to address a group of boys. Ils sont. That means they are all boys. They are. Then elles sont. When you hear elles sont, it means or it implies that the people that are being referred to are all girls. So take note of that. Alright, so when we're conjugating, basically in French language, okay, there are six persons pronoun, okay? There are six persons pronoun we use, and they are they're static. Yes, they don't change. They don't change. We stick to this every now and then. So the first person pronoun is je. Je, which is I. The second person pronoun is tu. Tu. Tu, which is you. Okay? And meanwhile, this tu is being used to address someone younger than you, or someone in your age group, or someone in your peer group. That is someone you are very close to. Okay, now we move to the third person singular. Il, he. Elle, she. On, one, or we. Then we move to The fourth person, plural. Fourth person, plural. Nous. Nous. Oui. Vous. Fifth person, fifth person, plural. Vous. Which means you. Now you would say, mademoiselle, but you've mentioned you twice. How come we are having two you in the same conjugation? What's up? Like, what's the difference between the both of them? Actually, in French language, tu means you. Vous also mean you. But then, tu, like I said earlier, is being used with your age group or your peer group or someone much more younger than you are. Okay, but then, to show respect, to show regard, you make use of vous. If you intend showing regard or respect to the person, or when you find yourself in a formal setting, you are to make use of vous. You're just meeting someone for the very first time, you are to address the person as vous. Okay, because you don't know the social rank of that person. So to be on a safer ground, okay, to be safe, it's best to use vous, which means you, to address such person. Okay, now that brings us to il. Il, day. Like I said earlier, il is the sixth person plural. Il, day, and that implies a group of boys. Day. Then elle, day. Okay, that implies a group of girls. All right, so I would take the sixth person pronoun again, and this time around I'll be spelling them one after the other. So the first one we have je, I. J-E. J-E is being spelled as J-E. Then the second one, tu. T-U. Tu. Then the third one, il. I-L. Il. Then L. E-L-L-E. Then on. O-N. Then nous, N O U S. Then we have vous, V O U S. Then last but not the least, we have il, L I L S. That is for a group of boys. And then for a group of girls, we say E L L E S. Okay, which has been pronounced as what? L. Can I hear you over there? Exactly. Oui, merci. All right, so let's brush through the conjugation of the verb être again before we make a simple sentence with today's verb. Okay, with what we've learned today. All right, so I said the verb être is the verb to be, and we conjugated the verb in present tense form. All right, so I said we have je suis, I am, tu es, you are, il est, he is, elle est, she is, on est, one is, or we are. Nous sommes, nous sommes, we are. Vous êtes, you are. Ils sont, they are. Elles sont, they are. Okay. So let's say, for example, I want to address the president and I'm just meeting him for the very first time. Which of the you do you think is best to use? Like, I want to say, you are kind. You are kind. Okay, am I to say, tu es gentil? or vous êtes gentil. Which one? Okay, d'accord. Okay, so because the person we are talking to now is more or less like an authority over us, isn't it? So that's the more reason why we will make use of the one that is best used in a formal setting, which is what? Vous. Exactly. Exactement. We applaudissez-vous. Clap for yourself. Okay, so vous êtes gentil, c'est correct. So you are kind. Now let's move to her sentences. Okay, sentence number one. Je suis belle. Je suis belle. Je suis belle. I'm beautiful. And perhaps you are a male, and then you would like to say I am handsome. You say it this way. Je suis beau. Oui, je suis beau. I'm handsome. Yes, I'm handsome. Oui, je suis beau. I'm handsome. Now, over to the next example. Tu es gentil. Tu es gentil. You're kind. You are kind. Now, to the third sentence. Or third example. Il est méchant. Il est méchant. He is wicked. Il est méchant. Now, over to elle. Elle est méchante. Il est méchant. Elle est méchante. Now, you can see that there is a difference between the pronunciation of the word. Yeah, that's actually because when you're writing or spelling the word méchant for that of the male, you spell it this way, M-E-C-H-A-N-T, and then that of the female is spelled M-E-C-H-A-N-T-E. Okay, that's what actually makes the pronunciation differ. Alright, so il est méchant, he's wicked. Elle est méchante, she's wicked. Now to the first example, nous sommes étudiants. Nous sommes étudiants. We are students. Nous sommes étudiants. We are students. Alright, so let's move to the next example. Ils sont des amis. Ils sont des amis. Now the il there that we have there, is it for a group of girls or a group of boys? A group of boys. Oui, exactly. Exactement. Yes. So, ils sont des amis. It means they are friends. And those people we are talking about, what, are a group of boys. Now, last but not the least, okay? Let's just take this as our last example. Yeah. So, we have elles sont cool. Elles sont cool. Oui, elles sont cool. They are cool. And we're referring to who? Whom are we referring to? A group of girls. Oui. A group of ladies. A group of women. Yes. So that's exactly what that means. Elles sont cool. They are cool. So let's brush through the examples over again. Je suis belle. I am beautiful. Je suis beau. I am handsome. Tu es gentil. You are kind. Il est méchant. He is wicked. Elle est méchante. She is wicked. Nous sommes étudiants. We are students. Ils sont des amis. They are friends. Okay? Elles sont cool. They are cool. Elles sont cool. They are cool. But then we missed something. Yeah, I don't know if anyone could actually figure out that. Can you? Oui, oui, c'est ça. Yes, 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 it's that. We omitted the example for the verb, okay? For the verb that has to do with vous, the conjugation of the verb être, okay, as regards vous. Okay, so we have vous êtes. Okay, so let me make an example with that. Vous êtes si mignon. Vous êtes si mignon. Vous êtes si mignon. You're very nice. Vous êtes si mignon. You're very nice. All right, so that will be all for today. I hope you enjoyed today's class. See you some other time and the same place, same station, same channel. My name remains Mademoiselle Adekoya Aderonke. A bientôt!